one morning in June and dressed himself in blue. Come tell unto me this long loving love that's between Lady Margaret and you. I know nothing about Lady Margaret, said he, for I'm sure she don't love me. Tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock, Lady Margaret, my bride, shall see. And as she stood in her bowery door, just combing back her hair, it was there she spied sweet William and his bride, as they to the church drew near. He called up his own servants, by one, by two, by three, and he asked of them all to his own wedded bride if he might Lady Margaret go see. How do you like your bed, said she, and how do you like your sheet, and how do you like that fair lady that lays in your arms asleep? Very well I like my bed, said he, much better do I like my sheet. But the best of them all is that fair lady that stands at my bed feet. The very next morning he called his own servants, by one, by two, by three, and he asked of them all to his own wedded bride if he might Lady Margaret go see. Such dreams as I had last night, such dreams I do not like. I dream my hall was full of wild swans, and my bride was swimming in blood. They buried them in the churchyard green, they buried them close to the choir, and out on the graves was two roses sprung, a rosy and green briar. They grew to the church steeple top, where there they grew no higher. It was there then twined in the true love knot, the rosy and green briar.